David speaking.
Hi, David. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
I'm good, Amy. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. Happy Taco Tuesday. Do you have plans to have tacos today?
I'm thinking about getting some lunch at some point. I know it's a little bit past due, but I didn't think about tacos. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. You can always, you know, take it up on that. So I was just reaching out. The purpose of my call is to the Google Guarantee team asked me to go ahead and reach out regarding the Google Guarantee to see if you're ready to go ahead and turn the leads on, begin receiving those direct calls from that section on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Are you ready to begin receiving those calls?
I am, but I'm going to be gone for a few days, so I really couldn't start it up until, let me see here, my schedule. I'm leaving tomorrow, midday, and I won't be back until Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want me to charge the budget on Tuesday and turn the leads on, or you want to wait until Wednesday?
Is that going to be reoccurring?
No.
Like
so,
on that same date every single time?
No, not necessarily, because you have the ability to increase or decrease the leads as you see fit. Like if we turn them on right now and you were to get a call today, you can call in tomorrow and pause the campaign. So whenever we charge it and turn it on, you can actually make that budget last longer than 30 days, especially like say you receive leads or you turn the leads on, the leads will begin coming in at about 3 leads a week. So if you turned them on today, you would probably maybe like receive one lead between now and tomorrow when you would call in and pause it. And then once it's paused until next Tuesday, you turn it back on. You see, like, that's already like 5 or 6 days. So the budget lasts you longer a lot of times.
Okay. And I need like $600,
pretty much. Yeah, it's $664 to turn those leads on.
It takes a week, so that should be fine. Let me see something real quick.
And then really, like, if you only take on one or two leads and then you choose to pause the campaign, like, if it's just you, which I remember, if I remember correctly, it is just you kind of getting everything up off the ground, because this isn't your first rodeo. So if you cut them on and then you call in and pause it, you can pause it at any time that you want to. You're not tied to that. Like, just cutting it on allows your ad to show at the top, allows the leads to begin coming in, and then from there we have the ability to pause at any time you want or need. And then of course once the leads are in and you know they're flowing how you want, you can even increase them if you want. If you choose to hire, I know we had said if like it was working really well, you would, you know, possibly hire other technicians, stuff like that, you know.
Yes. Right. Okay. I'm trying to log into my stuff here.
Sure, take your time. No worries. How's your guys' weather out there?
Oh, well, it was really nasty this morning, but this afternoon it is very beautiful now.
Nice.
There's not a cloud in the sky, and it's like 72 degrees and windy, so it's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, it's 63 and breezy and sunny over here, too, so I understand.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
I know that those are some pretty strong winds, though.
Yeah. Well, we get some pretty strong winds, too. We get the Santa Ana winds over here. It gets a little gnarly. So I know Texas sees some pretty crazy stuff, though. You guys see, like, gale force winds sometimes, right?
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, that's no joke, for sure.
Oh,
Where are you going on Tuesday? I mean, not tomorrow, on Wednesday.
I'm going to, what's the name of this place? Jacksonville. It's up north. Oklahoma?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm part of a church that has events, and they're going to have a gathering. It's a whole week thing, and it's going to be pretty cool. So
I love that. I love that. I absolutely love that. That's beautiful.
Getting the chance to take the whole family.
Well, and a lot of people don't take the time off. It's not so much, I mean, obviously it is to spend with the family, but also to spend that time honoring God, you know? Like, it's really important to honor the Lord and show our kids that we honor God first in all things that we do, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I love that.
All right, let's go ahead and get this thing taken care of.
Okay, cool. So you'll see the invoice come through. Okay, you're going to see the invoice come through. It's going to be for the $664. And then Ivan says that we're completely good to go. If you want him to give you a follow-up call for any reason, he can, just to re-verify keywords and stuff. But from our point, we're completely ready to rock if you're good with everything.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing that might slow things down a little bit here is just that there's going to be a transfer wait period for the money to move. So once that's there, because I don't have the funds in that account, I didn't anticipate it early enough on my side, but I just need the funds to transfer over so that I can go ahead and get on that.
Oh, okay. So you're just waiting for the funds to transfer over now?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long do you expect that to take?
I imagine 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me see here. So do you want me to set that up to process on Friday or try to, or?
Okay. Give me a second. I'm just, this thing's taking a while to load to tell
me. Yeah,
no,
take
time
your time.
Frame.
I have it already. I can attempt on my end. I just don't want to cause you any problems.
Okay. Oh, that's not going to work. All right. What if we just go ahead and run my card?
Okay. The card that we currently have on file?
I don't know. Which one? What number is it?
I have a Visa ending in 4818.
Hold on. 4818. Yeah, no, that one's not going to work.
Okay. Let me pull this card. Hold on, because this is the regular card we have for billing. Let me pull it off real quick and then save it over here in the corner so you don't have to repeat all that when you want to put it back on. Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
It's 4342.
Mm-hmm.
5801.
Mm-hmm.
2706.
Mm-hmm.
1851.
Expiration month and year?
0426.
3-digit code on the back.
410.
And that's just for this one purchase, right?
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that other account, I kind of wanted to use it to track expenses, but I'll just fix the books a different way where it'll still show as a business expense.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and gotten that going. You're going to get that invoice too, David. So it's going to show you in your tracking with Local Splash. It's going to show that as an invoice. So as long as you have the invoice, usually you guys are able to write it off the business expense, matter like which card it's on or whatever. So we keep those records for you.
Awesome.
Okay. So that's completely processed and we are good to go. We're using all the info from your current profile and the account is ready. Unless you need another follow-up call, we're ready to go ahead and turn the leads on.
Okay. Can we turn it on at a postponed date?
Sure. What date would you like?
I thought I said...
On Wednesday or on Tuesday? Because you said you're coming back Tuesday.
Yeah, we're coming back Tuesday.
Okay,
yeah,
so you want...
Tuesday, the 11th.
The 11th is good? Okay.
Yep.
You got it. All right, we're good to go. And I look forward to talking with you soon. David, you have a beautiful vacation with your family.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.